Library Blues. Loitering in a public library this rainy afternoon, courting inspiration, subjects come to mind, but are more suitable as essay than as poem. All usual activities occur. Visitors come, visitors go, a typical afternoon flow of many whom, unlike me, may have no other place to go. My empty house, comfortable, dry, far from bare, has a large flat-screen TV. It reports the news and offers any other sort of program that I choose. The fridge is stocked, coffee brewed, the doors unlocked. But now no neighbors come. My cell phone mutely occupies an empty pocket. A need for others' presence does confirm I am a social animal, unsuited to prolonged separations. Library visits provide assurance a possibility exists for contact, to know and to be known, to extend or to grasp a hand in friendship, even perhaps for mutual, spoken or unspoken communication. Why, then, do I often leave discouraged without having said aloud even a single word?